All right, we'll call to order the special council meeting for the Stevensville Town Council. Today's Thursday, November 1st, 2018. Record reflect that both council members Barker and Holcomb are present to conduct the interviews. We'll go over some guidelines for the interview process tonight, and then we'll have it underway. Procedural guidelines that the council has established at their October 22nd meeting, or they approved for this process, is that no discussion will be undertaken by the council regarding applicants or their answers. Discussion of the candidates' qualifications will be done during the town council meeting on November 8th, and prior to an applicant being selected. They'll make that selection on Thursday, November 8th. Public comment will not be taken during the interview process. Comments are welcome at the town council meeting on November 8th, and they'll also be welcome at the end of the interviews. So once all interviews have concluded, we'll take public comment as well. During the interview process, we just ask that there's no conversations, discussions, or interruptions throughout the process. Each candidate will be interviewed individually with the other candidates outside of the room, and none of the candidates have been provided a copy of those questions to our knowledge. Without further ado, we'll have the interview underway with Mr. Cruz. Jim, if you'd like to take a seat. The two council members have their lists of questions. They'll alternate in asking those questions. We just have a question for you, Mr. Cruz. Do you have any prior knowledge of the questions previous to tonight?
No.
Okay.
And if I might, I'd like to read a statement to the council, if possible.
Okay.
Good evening, council members and mayor. Thank you for offering an opportunity to be interviewed for Ward 2 Town Council opening. I greatly appreciate your time and patience in this endeavor. I want to extend my thanks to Councilmember Michelson for recusing himself from the process. It is true, we are friends. And as such, I do not want to have anyone think there might be some advantage relating to that relationship or friendship. I believe if he were part of the process, his decision would be his own. He stands and marches to his own drumbeat. We do have a mutual hobby, that of cars, both old and some that are not old. We also have many mutual friends here in the town of Stephenville and the local valley. I also know council members Holcomb and Barker, but not on a close social basis. I have purposely not had any contact with either since before the last regular council meeting. I did not want to jeopardize the process or place him in a situation that could be misconstrued. I've known Councilmember Holcomb for at least 5 years and Councilmember Barker for at least 4 years. I served on the council with both council members, and we served together when I was appointed mayor of the town of Stephenville. In our professional relationships on the council, and as mayor, we often disagreed on many items. That was what I liked about them. They are not afraid to stand up for what they believe, each in their own manner. They have all grown as council members and are, I believe, fully committed to doing what is right for the town of Stephenville and doing the job in accordance with the town resolutions, town ordinances, Montana Code, the Constitution of the State of Montana, and the Constitution of the United States of America. Thank you.
Thank you. You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the first question is, if you are chosen as a council member, what 3 steps would you take to put your city on a firmer financial footing?
The first thing, I think, as a council member, we need to enforce the purchasing policy. That's the number one thing, because the budget is set every year by the department heads, the mayor, and the council, and it needs to be adhered to. So that would be the first thing I'd like to see happen, is enforce the purchasing policy. Second thing is we need to do a more close review of how the budget is proceeding through the year. We need to look at each one of the departments, see which department is approaching its budgeted limit, and make sure that department does not go over. And the third thing is, as a council member, we need to be interactive with the departments to look at their present needs and their future needs, so that we can better prepare a budget in the future.
Question number two, how do you plan to involve residents in decision-making process in our town?
As I've always done, in many cases I go and talk to the local businesses to make sure the businesses are aware of what we're doing. And as I meet people around town, I broach the subject, how do you think we're doing? And let them give direct input. I'm also, in case someone has never noticed, my phone number is on the side of my truck and it's been on there for over 2 years. It's there. Anybody can call anytime they want to. So I make myself readily available at any time. I've had many conversations, even out of Super One or over at the Bitterroot Farm Family Market, even going to the hardware store, just talking to residents in the town. It would also be of a benefit to the council if we had council forums, at least on a monthly or semi or quarterly basis, so that the people of the town can come in and sit down and talk to the council without the auspices of a council meeting in place. And you know, a lot of people during the day don't get to talk to the council members because they work. So if we did something like that, it probably ought to be done in the evening so that people will have more access to the council member. And it probably wouldn't hurt if we went around door to door in a ward and knocked on the door and let people know, hey, I'm your council member, and this is how you get in touch with me.
Question number three, what neighborhood do you live in? Why? Well, I'll let you answer that and then I'll do the other part of it.
Okay, well, I live over on 9th Street at the top of the hill next door to Chief Motley, 316 9th Street. It's a pretty quiet neighborhood. It's dark, we don't have any street lighting on there. It's mostly people who are close to my age that live over there. Although my next door neighbor is 95 years old, his wife is 93. The lady down the street is probably in her mid 70s. The people across the street are probably, I think she's close to at least middle 50s. Then we have a younger family, and then we have older people down the neighborhood who are similar to our age. We moved there because the house became vacant or was put up for sale by Tom Vandehey, who was our neighbor. We used to live over on 8th Street. And Cindy and I, we looked at the house and we kind of liked the house. We liked the shape of the yard, so that's why we moved there. We know everybody except for perhaps one neighbor on the other street in our neighborhood. That's the way we are. In the wintertime, I go out and I help the older folks shovel sometimes 9 to 10 driveways a morning, sometimes twice a day. And we all seem to get along well and we help each other.
The other part of the question is, what are your favorite places to spend time in town?
In my house. I am a homebody. I don't particularly like to go run all over the town. And just, how do you want to say, vegetate in an area. We eat at Cody's, we eat at CJ's, sometimes I eat over at the Stevensville Cafe, sometimes outside of town at Frontier Cafe. I spend time in a hardware store. And I spend a lot of time at Father Valley Park walking my dogs, where people ride by and they see me and they wave and blow their horn sometimes. Haven't had any rocks thrown at me yet. But mostly, I just like Stevensville because it's a nice, quiet place to live. And we got a bunch of little kids in our neighborhood that we need sometimes to have an extra hand keeping an eye on. 3 days ago, Steve Geralt, the neighbor down the street. He went looking for his son. I saw him out in the street. He said, "Hey, Steve, who are you looking for?" "Well, looking for Nathan." "Oh, he's in the house right over there." Because we do. We all keep an eye on the kids in our neighborhood. I'm not going to call it Mayberry, but it's close.
All right. Question number four. There's two parts to this one, too. Why are you running for council? What experiences do you have that will make you qualified a council person? And what makes you the best candidate? Actually, three parts.
I'm running for council because the seat's open, and I know it's hard to find somebody to fill the seat. It's not always a pleasant job. As you notice, there were only four applicants who filed for the job. And that actually surprised me. There were that many this time. I think that's great. More people are becoming involved. But I've been in the service of my nation and my community since I graduated high school. It's just what we do and what we're supposed to do as Americans. The job came open. I saw an opportunity to help. So I put my name in the hat. What qualifies me to be a good council member for this community is, one, I was already a council member for 2.5 years. And when we had some issues that, for personal reasons, I believe, we had a mayor resign. And then we had another mayor resign. So somebody needed to step up and to fill the shoes of the mayor. So I put my name in the hat for that. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, Councilmember Barker, you voted against me to be mayor because you thought I was a better council member. Councilmember Holcomb, I believe you voted for me for mayor, and I believe Councilmember Michelson voted for me. But it's something that needs to be done. I'm qualified to do the job because of the experience I've had in both positions and because I've remained active in following what the council has been doing for the past 10 months. And I think that there's a little better help that needs to be needed all the way around in the areas of communication and cooperation, and I think I can help in those areas. I have a fairly complex background, 8 years Navy nuclear service, 6 months prior to that was in active Navy. So I've got a lot of experience in power plant and energy production and mechanical area. I also have 12.5 years commercial nuclear experience. So I know what goes on with Northwest Energy. That's a big help in a small community like this. Plumbing, mechanical, things like that around town. I'm pretty familiar with what goes on there. After I retired from the nuclear power plant, I spent 10 years on the road teaching people how to shoot. And that included teaching private citizenry, some military, law enforcement. I even conducted some classes for Missoula Police Department, Missoula Sheriff's Department. And I did a free class one time, a 3-day free class, where I invited Stephenville PD, Hamilton PD, Valley County Sheriff's Department, Missoula Sheriff's Department, Missoula PD, Lake County Sheriff's Department, places like that. We ran a nice 3-day class, and that's how I was introduced to the Stephenville Police Department through Mike McGoldridge and Lou. After that, when I moved to Montana, it's a very hard place to run a roadshow business. You add 2 days to almost anywhere you need to go. So I shut down my business and I reentered the workforce. Doing some work locally and ended up in the telecommunication industry, working for Dish Network and DirecTV and Breslin at the time, which later evolved into Charter Communications. So I have traveled extensively in this valley. I worked everywhere from Billy Springer down in Sumo all the way up to the Canadian line. I've also worked in almost every major city of Montana. So I've got a good background of what goes on in our small towns and what goes on in our large towns.
All
Okay, next question. What do you love about the town of Stevensville?
What do I love about the town of Stevensville? My wife. Who's sitting behind me by chance. When I met my wife, we actually met through a mutual friend, and ultimately, through our relationship, I came to Stevensville, and kind of like a little town. It's a lot better than living in a place where you have 4.5 million people. Cindy seemed to know everybody in town, and everybody seemed to know Cindy, and you know, Montana, or the Bitterroot Valley, is not a place where you can just come move into and think you fit in, because you don't. It takes about 10 to 20 years to fit in around this little place. I found that out hard. I grew up in Florida, I lived in Arizona, I've been to Scotland, been to South America, places like that, you know. When you come here, it's different. You kind of got to grow into Stevensville. It doesn't necessarily accommodate you. You've got to blend in here. And what that takes is the ability to talk to people and learn about them and learn to care about them and learn their needs and do for them, because we do. Monday morning at 9 o'clock, my next door neighbor, again, who's 95 years old, he's got a condition that needs some medical care, and I set up the appointment for him with the Valley Veteran Service Center. Packed him and his wife up in the car, drove him down to Hamilton, and he sat down at his appointment for a little over an hour, and that's just what Stevensville's about helping and caring about people. Is if you put yourself first here, you're going to find that you're last. You have to put everybody else in your neighborhood first and care for them. And I'm not going to say that everybody here likes me, and I'm not going to say that I like everybody, because it's just not that way. But I bet if you walk around town and ask who Jim Crooms is, you'll find out pretty quick.
How important is it to you that the entire council gets along and works together?
It's very important, because you cannot get work done if you are not cooperating with each other. And that's not to say that you can't have differences of opinion, but you have to set aside your differences and do what's right for the community. And sometimes doing what's right for the community is not a popular decision. So it's very important that we all get along. The mayor, the council, the staff, you have to. And, you know, probably the biggest thing that I found, I had a grievance filed against me. And one of the biggest things that came out of the grievance was an inability to communicate to another person. Well, communication occurs on a whole lot of different levels. In order for communication to be effective, the person has to decide what they want to communicate. Then they have to encode that information using a coding that the other person can receive and understand. Then they have to transmit that information to that person. That person has to receive that information and decode it and cogitate it and try and understand what was said. And if you don't have that communication, the number one thing that you got to do is ask a question. And there are 7 questions you got to ask. Who, what, when, where, why, how, and huh? And that huh is a very big question. I worked and studied as a private investigator and worked for 2 organizations down in Arizona. And I went through the National Investigative Training Center to learn how to be an investigator. And those are some of the things that you have to understand is the ability to communicate. And I can communicate with you maybe one way, but if I need to talk to Councilmember Holcomb another way, I may have to use a different form of communication. Or Mr. Memmack, I may have to use a different form of communication to get along with him. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I needed to learn about the former Mayor Memmack because he's kind of an enigma, you know. He's a very, very smart man, and he's a very good communicator. And I wanted to find out more about him, so I started doing some studying. And I got an eBay one day, and I typed in Gene Memmack on eBay. I came up with a magazine that had an article about Gene in the South Pacific. And I ordered that book, and I read that magazine, and then I presented it to him one day. Because it gave me some insights into who he was and what he'd done in his life. And sometimes that's what you gotta do for people. Is you gotta figure out what makes them tick and get on their level so that you can work. And you gotta understand that I'm rough around the edges. I've had to learn a little bit about tact, and I'm not always as tactful as I need to be. I grew up in the Navy, and there's a certain way that we had to do things. You had to follow your procedures, and you had to follow your orders. And that's the way I am. So when I talk about following procedures and guidelines and laws, that's what I try to do. It's the way I am, and I believe it's the right way. I don't think that you can go wrong by following rules. And every now and then we slip up and we miss a rule and we make mistakes, but we try to fix those mistakes and go on about our business trying to not make those mistakes. Did that kind of put you in?
Seven.
Yeah. So number seven. What are the three most important issues to you in making Stevensville better?
One, making sure the town is solvent. Making sure that we have our cash reserves and our investments in place. And two, a plan to improve the facilities in the town. We have to have a good CIP, and we have to be able to fund that CIP. Three, we need to train new workers in the town. We have an aging infrastructure of people. And you'll notice when you advertise for jobs, you don't get a significant number of younger people who want to go work at the wastewater treatment plant. It's a good profession. It's a high-paying profession, and they have longevity, and we need to advertise that kind of stuff. I don't know how long George is going to be around, but at some point, somebody needs to be trained to take George's place. And the same thing for Glenn, the same thing for Jeff, and I don't know the new fellow. Same thing for in the office. And the way I look at it, I would do it like we used to do it in the Navy. If I had a clerk over here who's a utility billing clerk, I'd make sure that utility billing clerk was also cross-trained to be the clerk. And if I had a general services clerk, I'd get that general services clerk cross-trained to be the billing clerk. And then I would cross-train those others to be the court clerk. And so I've got a staff who I could pull out at any time and do any one of those jobs. And I didn't learn that from my own self. I learned that because that's the way it was done in the Navy. Every man on the submarine has to know everybody else's job and should be able to do it, except in the engineering spaces. The people forward of Frame 47 couldn't do what we did in the back end of the boat. But everybody in the back end of the boat could do everybody else's job. And that's kind of the way I look at doing things. be kind of like on the fire department. I expect that on the fire department, you have a qualification program for a fireman, and he's got to, he can't do certain things until he's been qualified. But once he's been qualified, then he can do everything up to that level. Same thing for a policeman. I wouldn't expect to have one policeman permanently assigned as an SRO. I would have everybody qualified as an SRO and have them rotate in and out. Because nobody wants to sit on the graveyard shift all the time. Nobody wants to be the SRO all the time. But if you qualify everybody to do all those things, then you can have a rotating schedule. But you've got to have the manpower to do it too. So it's not something that's that easy to do. It takes time, it takes planning.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. I'll give you this.
Thank you.
Thank you. You folks have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
Good evening.
Hello.
Okay, Mr. Phillips, the two council members here tonight are going to alternate their questions that they have for you. Before we begin that, I just have one question for you. Do you have any prior knowledge of the questions that will be asked before now?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Fire at will.
Okay. If you are chosen as a council member, what three steps would you take to put our city on a firmer financial footing?
Well, I believe number one, we'd have to go back and look at previous budgets and see where we've been and what we have, you know, what we spent and what is the most important items on those budgets. And then we need to look at our future plans and decide what is needed within the community, whether it's sidewalks or road improvement or whatever. We need to look at those individually and then decide if that's need to be part of our budget. I think, you know, water and sewer is a big part of our community. And we've had those issues before, and we're still working on some of the improvements. And so we need to look at budgeting those water and sewer aspects into, you know, the upcoming budgets and the years that we're going ahead.
How do you plan to involve residents in a decision-making process in our town?
Well, I believe that the first thing I need to do is go get acquainted with my constituents in my ward. I ran for this position last year, and my primary goal was to go out and meet the citizens of the community and talk with each individual that I have met and determine what they feel the needs are of Stevensville. And so I would involve the citizens directly if there's an issue that needs to be resolved in the city council. I would hope the citizens of the community would come to me as a council person and let me know how they feel. Like I say, I would like to go out and visit each person.
What neighborhood do you live in? Why? And then I'll read the third part of it.
Okay.
I'll let you answer that part.
I can't remember the exact addition. I live just probably a couple hundred feet from Maplewood Cemetery on 515 Mission Street. When we moved to Stevensville 6 years ago, we searched for homes, Missoula, Hamilton, and so forth, and we decided Stevensville to be a good choice since my family is originally from Stevensville. And we like the Bitterroot Mountains. And so this home on Mission Street was available. It was vacant at the time. We were purchasing a home, and so that determined our need for a home is buying that one there. And we just love where we're at right now.
The other part of that was, what are your favorite places to spend time in town?
I like to walk a lot. My wife and I, we walk the community. I think a lot of people have seen us walking. I like to go down the river and spend time down there. My wife and I will go down to the park over here, and we just sit there and enjoy the park. And I do have an affinity for the Maplewood Cemetery. I have a lot of ancestors that are buried there, and so I like to go over and say hi to them once in a while. Stevensville is a wonderful place. My great-great-grandparents were some of the first settlers here, and so I have a deep connection with Stevensville, and I like to see Stevensville continue to grow, and I'd like to be part of that growth.
So there's a couple of questions in this one too. Why are you running for council? What experiences do you have that will make you qualified as a council person, and what makes you the best candidate?
Number one, like I mentioned before, I like to get involved in the community and listen to the citizens of Stevensville and get their input. I think that's my primary concern is listening to the public and going from there. Would you repeat that second part of the question, please?
What experience do you have that will make you a qualified council person?
Throughout my career, I was in the printing industry for some 40 years, and some of that time I was in managerial positions and was in charge of different departments for scheduling printing to be completed on a timely manner, and also supervising various employees, whether full-time employees or student employees. I feel I have the skills to manage small groups. I took a hiatus in between my two printing jobs, and I did some sales work and selling TVs and appliances and computers, and so I had a good 5 years working with the public as a salesperson and meeting those individual needs as the customers came in. And so I feel that having that experience, I'd be able to communicate with the public and learn what they want.
Thank you.
What do you love about the town of Stevensville?
Well, one of the main reasons we moved back here is the mountains. I love St. Mary's Peak, and it is dear to my heart. And as I mentioned earlier, Stevensville is kind of home to me. I graduated from Stevensville High School. And my mother was born here, and it's just home, and I just love, you know, being part of this community.
How important is it to you that the entire council gets along and works together?
That, I believe, is very important because as I look around and look at newscasts and everything, and I see how divisive some of the politics are getting throughout the nation, I feel it's really important that the council, the mayor and the council get along just fine. I see reports in the newspaper, some of the things that have been going on, and I feel sick about it. And I would hope that if I were on the council that I could bring some unity and be able to get along with the council members. That would be my primary goal, working with each individual council member and the mayor, is getting along. In order to function properly, we have to have unity in our government. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And so I believe that getting along with each person is vital to this world.
What are the three most important issues to you in making Stevensville better?
Well, I would like to see more businesses coming to the community. I know in the past several years we've lost some major business, and so I'd like to see somehow we can bring more business into this community to create a better tax base to help our community along. Then I think one thing that I see around the community is a lack of things for the youth to do. I know we have the skate park, and that's good in the summertime. We have the new park that's been upgraded for the children. I think that's wonderful, but during the winter months, there's hardly anything for the children to do here in this community. And so I'd like to see something, developed where the youth can have something to do. Also, senior citizens, there's quite a few number of senior citizens in this community. We have the Senior Citizen Center, of course, and a lot of people go there. But it sure would be nice to have something more for the senior citizens other than going down to the bar and being there. And so that's I think, is an important thing to do for us. We've got some vacant lots around the community. It would be nice to be able to entice people to build on those lots so that we don't have any vacant spots in the community. It's hard to pinpoint exactly on something like that, but it would sure be nice to get some new buildings in town.
All right. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Jerry, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time and listening to this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Have a good evening.
Thanks.
Hi.
Do you assume this is where I'm sitting?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Ms. McCormick. The council members here tonight will alternate the questions. I've got seven questions for you. Before they begin, I just have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any prior knowledge of the questions they're asking tonight prior to now?
No.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you for taking my application.
Well, you're welcome. First question, if you are chosen as a council member, what three steps would you take to put our city on a firmer financial footing?
Okay. A firmer financial footing. First, I would like to see, number one, the current budget. I think I would like to see some prior budgets. And then speak to you and to the treasurer, find out what the needs of the city are.
How do you plan to involve residents in a decision-making process in our town?
Listening. If you want specific steps, I think approaching the community one-on-one, knocking on doors, maybe holding a centralized meeting for the community to come to speak to me, emailing, phone, any form of communication. But I do believe the one-on-one is the most important.
What neighborhood do you live in and why? And then once you answer that, I'll go into the next question.
Okay. I live in Ward 2. I'm on College Street. I moved there with my family from Bonner because we really love the rural suburban feel of Stevensville, its proximity to Missoula, and then it's home. I've been there for 30 years.
And the next part is, what are your favorite places to spend in town?
Well, I'm an outdoors person, so I'm a runner, so I'll run through Main Street down to the Refuge, and then the shopping's, obviously I start at Super One and work my way down to the coffee. For those of you who've been here for more than 25 years, it used to start at the I'd Love to Read bookstore. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Mm-hmm. Let me see. And then there was a bakery, and then now I'm up to the cafe. Quite a bit for lunch. And the Zumba classes and, you know, pretty much the tchotchke store that's on Main Street.
Why are you running for council? What experiences do you have that will make you a qualified council person, and what makes you the best candidate?
Like I said, I'm a resident 30 years here. I just recently retired. Got quite a bit of investment in this town, and I really wanted to give back. The reason why I think I'm willing to do this and put the time in. I know it's a huge amount of time. I bring 40 years of practicing medicine with the public. I think I listen pretty well. I'm a problem solver. I am a doer. I also can distill down and work with pretty much any solution and bridge the gap between people who may have difference of opinions. And we want to work towards a common goal. So I can facilitate conversations, and I'm excited to start doing that in a non-medical venue. And I think it's why am I the best person? Is that the...
What makes you the best candidate?
I'm a clean slate. I have no previous position with the city. I'm pretty open to new ideas. I'm a fresh face.
What do you love about the town of Stevensville?
Pretty much everything. I raised my daughter here, my husband and I, so I'm a fan of the school system. I'm a fan of my neighbors and my neighborhood. The safety. I feel a sense of community when I walk around town.
How important is it to you that the entire council gets along and works together?
I think it's vital. I've worked for both public and private sector in some pretty contentious situations, and not a lot gets done. And I think it's important in governance to be sure that we move issues forward in a reasonable way, in a reasonable time, representing the community itself.
What are the three most important issues to you in making Stevensville better?
I think the most important is listening to the community. Having the community involved, the outreach, that's pretty important. And since I don't come in with any experience or any kind of preconceived notions, I can't answer number three because I don't know what the community actually wants from me until I approach them or they approach me. So, like I said, I'm pretty much a clean slate on what they want.
Thanks for coming in. We are
so
going.
I didn't know if you wanted this or not,
absolutely.
But I have some letters of reference. I know I go through
okay.
the application, and a lot of people couldn't be here tonight.
Okay.
So, is that okay?
Yep, that's
great.
Okay.
Thank you.
The clerk and have them distribute them. Before we take any public comment, let me go retrieve the clerk so that she's here to make notations of that. I just didn't want you to be in the way. I'm sorry. All right. At this point in the agenda, we'll take public comment now that the interviews have completed. Please step to the podium, state your name and address for the record so the clerk can note that. Is there any public comment? Sir.
My name is Jim McCormick. I live on College Street. I've known Anne Marie for 43 years, 38 of which I've been married to her. Like she told you, we moved here 30 years ago. And if you can't tell already, I'm going to let you know that she's a straight shooter. She doesn't pull many punches. And when she wants to provide input on a subject or a matter that concerns her, she does extensive research. So when she gets her teeth into something, she knows what she's talking about because she's already done all the background work. And I also want to let you know that as her husband, I support her 100% in this endeavor. Like I said, she's a straight shooter. I think she would be an asset to both the community and to this council. And she's pretty damn good looking, too.
No bias.
No bias there at all.
All right, any further public comment tonight? Ms. Knapp.
I would ask my representatives, since I'm on your board, to represent me. And I feel like we've had a past. We have people applying who are from the past. It hasn't worked so well. I would ask that we look forward and try something new instead of repeating what we know didn't work. I don't need to be more explicit. I think that we've heard some fresh ideas, and I would ask that we move forward. And you, as my representative, I'm asking you to represent me in that regard.
Further public comment?
Hi, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. I'm Cheryl Wilson and I live on 10th Street, which is just a few houses away from Mrs. McCormick. And I really urge you to think of her as a really fresh start. And also, I know she's going to bring a real thoughtful perspective to the issues that are facing our council. So I'm just asking that you think of she will be my representative, and that I believe she will represent my interests, and I hope that she can vote that way as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Mr. Midnight.
Gene Midnight, 1025 Ironcat. The business community, I don't think, has been represented here very often at council meetings, and I'd like to speak to you a minute as a business owner. My wife and I own the Cole Building, the Valley Drug Building, and a set of residential buildings in town. And what I see happening as a business owner is I have people coming to me, I lease space. And these are people who want to open up their business in Stevensville, which we all support and think it's a good idea. It's amazing to me how many people know what goes on in this town. What we do here doesn't just stay in Stevensville. Through the Bitterroot Star and other media, people all over the state seem to know what goes on in Stevensville when we're doing well and when we're struggling a bit. And I would say lately, the feedback that I get, I have had questions from prospective tenants ask me about, is the government stable? How are they functioning? I hear this and that and the other thing, and sometimes they actually say it concerns me. And I would say as a business owner, that concerns me. Because we need some stability within town government to project an optimistic future for the town of Stevensville. And that projection helps the individual residents, some of whom we our community of Missoula, some of whom are opening business here, and some of whom are raising their family, and quite a few who are retired. So the image that we project going forward makes a difference. And I think sometimes we don't always see that. But from a business perspective, I want to reinforce that what you guys are doing, how you handle the town's business, how people get along, what articles come out in the paper, allegations of this or that and the other thing, makes a difference. And I would encourage you going forward here to take a look at the cannabis and keep that in mind about what kind of effort do we want to put in to improve the perception of the town of Stevensville, both locally and beyond our doors, because it does make a difference business-wise. I think that in some cases, you know, some of the folks that have applied tonight, two out of the three anyway, have stood for public office and have received some referendum on their either leadership or their style of doing things or whatever. And in some cases, nobody likes to lose, but in some cases, we lose. I lost my first council campaign to Susan Evans, and I was appointed to the council and by Mayor Meisner, and came in, new guy in town, didn't know much, and then I had to stand for an election, and she just waxed me. She just cleaned my clock. And I went, Susan Evans? Turns out like she's a famous family member here. It makes a difference. The history makes a difference, how we approach things makes a difference, and nobody likes to lose. But I got a wake-up call. If I'm going to fit in this community and want to lend some credibility to myself in the community, I better work harder. I better get involved. I better let people know who I am. And that reputation has followed me, as it follows some of the previous people who've been in public office and have made their impressions. I spoke with former Mayor Cruz before he put in his application. I said, Jim, the one thing that I think is a concern here is that you and I have had a good run. We have been in leadership positions. We've taken some big responsibilities. And at the same time, I think we've had our run. We can support, we can be encouraging, we can be positive, I think, going forward, our most important role. But I think the people have spoken with regards to each of us. And I would encourage you to really consider, you've put a lot of time and effort, the recent workshops that you did, to say, you know, how do we improve our styles? How do we improve our perception of the public? How do we improve our interactions together? Is such an amazing first step at you guys recognizing maybe we can do things a little bit differently and we'll all succeed. And you've taken that first step, and I would encourage you to consider to take that step a little bit further by saying sometimes a new face is the best face. When we came into this position, a lot of us don't have, you know, first-hand experience at local government. Fortunately, it's small, it's learnable. You guys have learned it, we continue to learn. So I'd encourage you to keep that in mind. I think you've set a good tone. I think what you're trying to do is commendable, and I would really encourage you by this next choice to make an effort to continue that in a very positive way for Stevensville going forward. As a business owner, it makes a difference. I'll be very encouraged if we bring a new set of eyes to the table and the whole atmosphere becomes a little more positive. It'll help me as a businessman. I think it'll help the town of Stevensville. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Any last words? Any final public comment? Okay. If there's nothing further, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.